Hey everyone, welcome to today's devotional. We're starting a new book today. Today's chapter is James chapter 1. Before I read the book, I want to give a very brief background on this book. James is sometimes referred to as the Proverbs of the New Testament because of all the practical wisdom that reminds Christians how to live. Some of the language even sounds like what you'd read in the book of Proverbs. The book is believed to have been written by James, the brother of Jesus, to the first Christians, people who were coming to the faith and navigating what it meant to be a Christian in those early days. So with that in mind, let me read James 1 for us. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass, its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has withstood the test he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. There's a lot we could talk about in this Devo, and I do like how James starts the book by talking about counting it all joy when you meet trial of various kinds. James also talks about asking God for wisdom, of remaining steadfast, and there's a lot of good stuff here. In fact, I really hope you'll take more time on your own to meditate on these words and allow God to speak to you beyond what I'll be sharing today. But today I want to turn our attention to verses 22 through 25. Here, James urges the readers to be doers of the word and not hearers only. James uses an analogy here and says that anyone who hears the word but doesn't do it is like someone who looks at himself in the mirror and then forgets what he looks like. This might sound a little ridiculous to you, and well, it's because it is. When you look in a mirror, you get an image of what you look like, your natural face, as it says. Similarly, when you hear the word, you're faced with the truth of God, the truth of who you really are, and the truth of what the world is like. But after having heard it, if you choose to ignore it, then you're forgoing that truth. You're ignoring what is real. You're ignoring who God says he is and who he says you are. You're forgetting, or maybe rejecting, who you really are, which, again, sounds ridiculous. But the thing is, many of us are likely tempted to live this way. I think one of the reasons is because we live in what many people refer to as the information age, meaning we have access to more information than ever before, and we tend to place an extremely high value on the exchange of ideas and just simply knowing a lot of stuff. We tend to revere the smartest, most knowledgeable people. We strive to have as much information about all sorts of random things in the information storehouse that is our brains and try to just consume as much information as is humanly possible. And the thing is, some of us do this with our faith lives as well. We listen to sermons, just trying to glean new ideas. We zone out if we feel like we've heard something before. We read books or listen to podcasts simply to add more information to our spiritual information database. And we revere spiritual leaders for their ability to spout facts and information and explain dense ideas. All of those things can be good. More knowledge and information isn't necessarily bad. And it's important that we keep learning and seeking to understand. But if this is all we're doing, if all we're doing is just gleaning information and storing it, then this can lead us to do a lot more hearing and not much doing. We have to remember that we are followers of Jesus, not just listeners of his ideas. Following Jesus, of course, means receiving his teachings, really wrestling with it and absorbing it. But all of that intake is meant to lead us to then follow through and act upon what we've received. Otherwise, we forget who we are and who we are meant to become. Of course, we're not going to be perfect in this all the time, but as we wrap up this Devo, I'd like for us to all take a moment to reflect on the following question. What is something or what are some things that you know but are foregoing? What's something that you've heard, whether from a sermon or maybe read on your own in the Word, and have you learned it, you know it's what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to live, but have you been ignoring? Just to give a few examples, maybe for some of us it has to do with forgiveness. You know that we're all called to forgive one another in light of the great forgiveness that we each have received from God. And yet, you've been holding on to a grudge towards somebody. Maybe for others of us, it has to do with living a missional life. You know that we're called to make disciples of Jesus wherever we go. You could recite the verses, you know, the Great Commission or Romans 10, and you've heard the sermons, you've read the passages, but you've regularly shied away from talking about your faith, even when opportunities arise. And then maybe still for others of us, maybe we know we ought to give financially, trusting God with all that we have, even if we feel like it's not very much, and yet you found it difficult to prepare a tithe or to give to someone in need due to anxiety or about your finances or maybe just an honestly self-centered thinking about what you have and what it's for. Whether it's any of these examples I gave or something else, as James says in verse 25, the one who not only hears but does, he will be blessed in his doing. So I want to remind all of us today, let's be doers of the word, not just hearers. Let's live out our true identity and not forget it. And I say all of this and I recognize that doing is sometimes difficult. There are challenges and obstacles to this. But the goal here is not to be 100% at everything. Again, we're not pursuing a works righteousness. But we do these things that we've learned and we've been called to do out of a love for Jesus, out of our desire to honor him, to glorify him, to make him known around us. And so again, as we hear the words of Jesus, as we receive them, as we remember them and store them in our mind, let's also store them in our hearts and respond by doing as he called us to do. Jesus himself says that obeying his commandments is an act of our love for him. And so if you're listening today, I assume that you love Jesus or you want to grow in your love for Jesus, in which case, let's be doers of the word, not hearers only, and thereby show our love for Jesus and live a life that, as James says here, a life that is blessed. So let me pray for us to wrap us up. God, I pray for all of us here, as those who are reading your word and hopefully chewing on it, meditating on it. Help us, God, to be doers, not only hearers of your word. Yes, of course, we want to hear, we want to know, we want to understand, we want to wrestle with the text. But But Father, we want to be more than just intellectuals. We want to be more than just people who are knowledgeable of Scripture, although, again, that's very good. But Lord, actually true knowledge of your word, the true absorbing of your word, will lead us to become people who act, who do what it says in your word. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us to do that. Whether it's any one of those examples I just gave or anything else, give us, Lord, your direction, your wisdom, your strength, and help us to choose to live out what we have received. So thank you for, again, this time in your word today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.